This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump met with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House on Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, another summit between Trump and North Korea's leader is scheduled for next month.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verify denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Donald Trump says he will make a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation on Saturday. The president's announcement Friday came after Trump revoked the use of a military plane for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress' planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels. Pelosi said the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
The fact that they would leak the commercial, that we were flying commercial, is a danger not only to us, but to other people flying commercial. So it's very irresponsible on the part of the president.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move, which came after the speaker suggested that Trump postpone the State of the Union speech as long as the government is shut down. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.